I've seemed like a bit of a misfit, and why my life has often followed an offbeat path. You'll learn why I've been emboldened and compelled to share the love of God with others, why I volunteered on almost 1,000 flights to more than 50 countries, building churches, orphanages, and medical clinics, and why I've trained lay ministers and medical personnel to help the needy worldwide, usually at my own expense. Since that fateful day, I have shared my story about the crash and the amazing recovery many times, but I've never shared publicly about my journey to heaven until now. How could I keep this life-changing event a secret? There are several reasons. Right after the crash, my memory was like a jigsaw puzzle, with only a few recognizable pieces. It would take 8 months to start getting my memory back, and even longer for my injured mind and my transformed heart to get in sync. As soon as my memory returned, I told my grandfather everything that had happened, but he cautioned me about telling others. "Dale, if your experience is sacred, why not keep it between yourself and God?" he said. "Instead of telling others about it, why not live your life in a way that reflects your journey to heaven? Live what you believe you saw. Live what you believe you heard and learned. Your life's actions will speak louder than your words." So I made a solemn promise to myself and to God not to share my experience with anyone until he made it clear to do so. At the time, I figured God might want me to keep the secret for only a year or two. Soon after the crash, I attended a church service where a man claimed to have died, visited heaven, and came back to life. To me, the service was more self-serving than sacred. The very essence of heaven is God, yet the people were more interested in the sensation rather than the one who created it all and whom heaven is all about. I was grieved by the event, and my decision not to discuss my journey with anyone was further solidified. It also wasn't hard to keep my secret, because at times in my life, I have been truly disappointed in myself. Why couldn't I have lived an even better life? Since I had clearly seen heaven and was so changed by the experience, why did I fail again and again to be the man I truly wanted to be? Why did I fail often to be a reflection of what I had seen and heard and learned? I guess seeing heaven didn't change the fact that I'm human. Not only human, but also very...